Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. We are joined right now by Tom Trento, who is founder of the United West and a gentleman who is making a pretty important documentary that I think all of you need to hear about and support and basically get involved with. It is the story of Extortion 17, which was the mission name for a SEAL Team 6 mission that was shot down under some pretty bizarre and troubling circumstances. Welcome to the show, Tom. Will you give us the one over the world view about that incident?
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. And you guys are doing great work there. Extortion 17, call sign for a helicopter, Chinook helicopter, carrying 38 human beings, 38 souls, 30 Americans, 17 of whom were SEALs, 15 of whom were SEAL Team 6. In fact, some of the same team that 91 days earlier took out Osama bin Laden. Maybe not the same guys, we don't know, but the same squad within SEAL Team 6. And there were 8 Afghans on board. Shot down by supposedly, and this is what the documentary is going to uncover, an RPG fired by the Taliban, and the helicopter crashed. But the real story is the cover-up of the shoot-down of SEAL Team 6. The documentary will show how the Obama administration and the U.S. government have covered up the actual situation behind the shoot-down, in particular the absolutely absurd and deadly rules of engagement.
Okay, now let's talk first about this particular mission. Now, they're flying a Chinook, which is a fairly normal transport helicopter, but usually special operators will travel on a special version of that, the MH-47, as opposed to the CH-47. Now, in this case, it sounds like they weren't on the special operations version of that bird.
No, they weren't. And that's one of the disastrous decisions resulting, and this is very important for your listeners. This occurred in August of 2011, August 6th. And if you remember, the political promise by the president was, I will have everybody out of Afghanistan by the end of 2011. So all the SF guys were ramping up to do not two or three missions a day, but 8, 9, 10 missions a day, crazy stuff. And as a result, they had to use second-hand aircrafts. And one of them was this transport helicopter, essentially a school bus, not a a wartime fighting machine.
The difference being that the MH-47, the special operations version of that bird, is going to have much better electronics. It's going to be armed for self-protection, and, you know, not to say anything about the pilots flying that, but the folks in the special operations squadrons, which fly the MH-47 version, are the top pilots. That's how you get into those units, and you spend your time training, and your mission profiles are designed for the type of things that a special operations mission requires: low-level flight, insertion into hot LZs and all those kind of things. And unfortunately, the folks who fly the cargo version of that, the regular version of the CH-47 Chinook, don't have that level of training or experience.
Jim, over the past 5 years, you're exactly right. Our research has uncovered special operators that were there who will speak up in our documentary, who said whenever the call came to fly Extortion 17, the Rangers, Army Rangers, would go, hell no, man, we ain't going on that thing. That thing's doomed. And they would fly with 16 or with other teams that were flying the 160th Division of Special Operations. So they knew something was going to happen. And in particular, you talked about pilot capability. There's a vast difference between a National Army National Guard pilot who was flying the school bus and the special operator pilots, and one in particular, one dynamic in particular, the landing. The Rangers told us that when the Chinooks came in for a landing, they would elevate down, like you would step down. Real noisy. They'd go forward, drop 50 feet, go forward, drop 50 feet. I mean, anybody can shoot these things down like that. And the 160th aircraft, the special helicopters for special operations, would zigzag and make it virtually impossible by an RPG. They would hit the ground, and in seconds, everybody would be off.
Tom, one of the other problems you've highlighted was the rules of engagement and the ability of that bird to have the protection it needed. Tell us a little bit about how that could have affected the actual danger they were in.
Jim, we have absolutely groundbreaking factual material to present in the documentary. And it's called Fallen Angel because when a aircraft goes down in the military, it's called a fallen angel. And we have the transcript from the pilots flying in the gunships who said, "What's going on?" It's very dramatic audio. And they said, coalition, we have a fallen angel. And your heart breaks when you hear this. But we also have the fire control officer, a Air Force captain, a woman who was on station that night and watching everything from the AC-130. Now, this is the actual person who was there, who watched the whole thing happen, was arguing with coalition headquarters to lay down suppressive fire to clear the landing zone for Extortion 17. And when she was denied that, she saw through all their night vision that the threat had actually stopped the people they were following. So she said, "Look, the Rangers aren't in trouble. The groups of bad guys aren't there. Do not land. Do not let them land." And they overruled her because, as we found out, everybody wanted to, many of the officers wanted to say they served with SEAL Team 6. And if they launched a SEAL Team 6 mission, that would go on their resume as having operated in Afghanistan with SEAL Team 6.
So, I mean, that's outrageous, Tom. When you've got the eyes on the ground, the person with absolute situational awareness, and an AC-130 gunship, folks, is a giant cargo plane that has an amazing array of weaponry, but what it's also got is an amazing array of sensors. It's got cameras and night vision and infrared and every other type of the high-speed sensor equipment in the world. So the person on that bird has, without a doubt, the best view of the battlefield that you could possibly have. They're above it, and they're looking at it as clear as day. And they're saying, "Don't do this," and they were overruled.
Absolutely. And we have now the woman who was a fire control officer to this day suffers from PTSD as a result of watching 30 of her brothers go down. She had a very difficult time, and some of this is public now, so I can speak about it, staying in the service. She wanted to be a career officer. She was in for 14 years. She decided to get out. She went through some therapy, all of that. And now she is speaking out on this. And this is going to be devastating, absolutely devastating to this administration. And the goal is to change the rules because the bad guys aren't going to stop fighting. We got to unleash our warriors. Jim, you were one of these guys. You know, you need to be unleashed to fight and kill the bad guys.
Well, folks, I would commend to you FallenAngelTheMovie.com. Go and check out what they're doing. Support it if you can. Tom, thank you for doing the tremendous work necessary to dig this up and to let the public know that we are not treating our folks the way we need to. Folks, that's going to wrap up Secure Freedom Radio for today.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.